They're coming under fire now because if you choose Spanish instead of actual Spanish, you hear this.
Thank you for calling the Department of Licensing Customer Support Center.
Somebody's waving, and so you wave back, and then you realize they're not waving at you. They're waving at somebody else. And you have that like, oh, I need to crawl into a hole or
you
something.
You want to slink away. What was it, Eugenia?
The Homer, like, backpedaling into the fern.
Where he just disappears into a hedge. Yeah,
love that.
Yeah. So that's the scenario of our little mixtape game. All right, we figured if that happens to you, what song is playing when you're trying to run for cover?
So we threw it out on Instagram and Facebook, and we had some interesting submissions. Melissa goes to Classic Chicago playing in her head if that waving situation happens. If you see me walking by, and the tears are in my eyes,
look away, look away, look away.
That like is that. So funny.
I like that. And Mark, he goes to, this weird classic, which kind of is the vibe of that whole situation anyway. Now you're just somebody that I used to
know. Oh! That's so good. Now you're just somebody that I used
to know. We know how we knew
one
each other.
One hit wonder, Gautier.
That half a second when we knew each other, I thought we did.
Yeah.
We don't.
Two ships passing in the night. We had a good time together. Yeah,
so what do you think we'll be playing in your head? 615-553-0933. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break and we'll play for you the songs that we think would be going through our head.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
That's pretty cool. The East Tennessee Children's Hospital has been renamed. It's now the Dolly Parton Children's Hospital.
Oh.
About time.
Yeah.
She's done so much for kids. Yeah.
I love
really
that.
Cool.
Nice honor. Somebody having a building named after him that didn't want it.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't beg for it.
Right. So Kelly Clarkson is leaving her show, and everybody's wondering, well, who's going to take her place? Mm-hmm. And according to insiders, NBC executives say they really want Pink to take over as the new host. She's been helping out guest hosting the show, and she's been blowing people away, especially when she brought her daughter Willow out, her teenage daughter, and they sang together.
Now Johnny's hurt and Bob has died. When will we be satisfied? I know somewhere inside of you, you feel the same. It's a hopeless
wow.
Wow, they sound so good together.
They sound really good together.
Following in her mom's footsteps for sure.
Well, another season of Squid Games is coming out, but it's called Squid Game the VIP Challenge, and they're bringing on 8 celebrities. One of them is Spice Girls singer Mel B.
But there will be no actual death, I assume.
You never know with Squid Game. You never know.
Is this like have they turned it into like a reality show? Or it is it like all still like a made up story?
No,
like
it's
the
a reality show.
Yeah.
Oh, so yes. they've flipped it.
Yes.
They're just going to play act.
Yeah, there's 456. Okay. You get like eliminated, not killed off. I'm assuming. There's not many more details. But they're in it to win $4.5 million, which to me is like, you're a celebrity, you have money. Like, that's not fair. You shouldn't win.
Does that mean as much to them?
No. That's like a penny in their pocket.
It's like, hey, Peyton Manning, I'll give you $20 if you do.
Cool.
These people have money.
Yeah. But it'd be funny to see him squirm, so.
Yeah, it would.
Well, Gina, once again, you come in with stories about the baby wouldn't go to sleep.
Left the house last night. I went to youth group. I volunteer at my church. And I told Landon, hey, can you try and get her to bed by 8 or 8:30? Trying to get her to fall asleep.
That is the plan.
He's like, I'll try. She's in this weird phase right now where she's just not falling asleep with him. I don't know.
She just wants mom.
Yeah. And so I get home and he's like, she's been crying for an hour. She hasn't gone down. And so I'm like, okay, well, maybe she's hungry. So I fed her and she started falling asleep. Well, I needed to take a shower, so I handed her off to Landon. She woke back up. So I come back out and try rocking her back to sleep and get her to sleep. And then I had to, like, get my stuff ready for this morning. And she wakes back up, and so I didn't go to sleep until 10:30, and then woke up at 1 to feed her again. And yeah, I'm tired today, so.
It's the highest compliment and the most annoying thing all at the same time.
Right, you're flattered that she only wants you, but.
But it's inconvenient.
Because you want somebody else for just a little bit?
Yeah, can you just like stay asleep in dad's arms and you know, poor Lynn, and he's like, she doesn't love me anymore. And I'm like, dude, let me have this moment because soon enough, she's going to be all about dad and she won't want anything to do with me. I'll be the enemy number one, so like.
A few years, mom sucks.
Yeah, she's so rude. She just doesn't get it. Yeah, let me have this moment.
Woody and Jim Show is presented by Green Ventures Landscaping. For homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in, visit greenventureslandscaping.com.
Now, Gina, you are originally from Washington State.
Yeah.
Would you like to know what your people are up to?
No, I don't. I don't want to be associated.
This is really funny. This, you know, it's probably not so much Washington State specific, but it is kind of the government at work.
Okay. What's going on?
The Department of Licensing in Washington State.
Okay.
You know, when you call up and you want to get a license for something, they give you a little, you know, audio menu of what language you would like to hear it in.
Okay. Sure.
So they're coming under fire now because if you choose Spanish instead of actual Spanish, you hear this.
Thank you for calling the Department of Licensing Customer Support Center. For assistance with scheduling a driver licensing office appointment.
You hear English in an over-the-top Spanish accent.
That almost sounds like slightly Indian.
Yeah?
It's like so Spanish. Like it's. Like,
did they farm out the job of doing this in Spanish to some call center in India where they're pretending to be Latin American Spanish.
Yeah, or AI.
All right, let's try it again. Right? We'll see if we can catch that.
Thank you for calling the Department of Licensing Customer Support Center.
It does sound a little Indian.
For assistance with scheduling a driver licensing office appointment.
The appointment is what got me.
It also kind of sounds like the soundtrack to the Melania movie.
Thank you for calling the Department of Licensing Customer
Support. That is so
bad. Let's just be ignorant about every accent and language. That's so wrong.
Like, that is so bad.
That's just another example of those things. Did anybody check?
Nobody checked. Yeah, nobody checked.
Oh my gosh. The poor Spanish-speaking people, too, they're like, what? Like,
yeah.
Oh, no, that's awful. Of course. Leave it up to Washington State.
Can you imagine if somebody did that, like, you know, to you? You're like, you're in a like another country and part of the world.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, would you like, you know, instructions in English?
Yeah.
And then just speaking some language like, duh, 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 but they just do it like in their pretend American accent.
Whether you say
like a cowboy or something.
Dude. Howdy. Yeah. Totally Hits 93.3, helping you get through the week with another Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
So every afternoon, this 8-year-old boy named Ethan comes home from school with an empty lunch bag, and his mom figures, well, he's eating well.
Yeah.
But then she happened to look at one of the security cameras they have out in front of their house, and she noticed that as he leaves for school, just past the front gate, he stops. He sees two thin stray dogs who are waiting for him. And he gets his lunch bag open and he feeds the dogs all of his lunch.
Oh my gosh.
And then he hugs them and pets them and then goes to school.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And his mom asked him, do you do that every day? He's like, yeah. She says, why? He says, they don't have a mom to pack them food.
Oh.
But I do. Is this the sweetest kid you ever heard about?
Oh, that makes me cry. That's so sweet.
Oh, my God. There's a picture of him hugging the dogs.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, my God. Every person in the world needs to be like this kid.
Oh, yeah. So cute.
No kidding. That's very sweet. You can see it if you go to the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page. You can also go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. Somebody's waving at you. You wave back, and then you realize they weren't waving at you after all. What song is playing while you go and crawl and hide? It's our mixtape game.
Gina, how are you feeling in that moment when you realize, oh, they weren't waving at me?
oh, so uncomfortable. It's like, I'm just going to melt into the floor now. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I usually, like, I play it off. So I'll be like, oh, cool. Like, you weren't looking at me. Got it. Like, I make it even more embarrassing for myself.
Okay.
So you're, like, explaining with the, oh, yeah. I thought you were waving at me, yeah. but you're not. Mm. So I'm, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What song would be playing in your head? So that's almost implying this happens to you a lot.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I just can't read people's eyes, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it's happened more than once for sure.
Okay, Jim, you're in that scenario. What song is playing?
I pretend like it's like you didn't wave at me, but it like you should be glad you did.
Ah. Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Nice.
That's funny.
What about you, Woody?
I considered using Shaggy, It Wasn't Me, but then I thought, okay, no. If you know me, you know that I don't know the meaning of the word embarrassed.
So you're going to make it worse, aren't
you? Yeah, I'm going to make it worse. I'm going to keep waving. I'm going to keep going at them. All right? They waved at me. I'll get right in front of them, wave back, because I know they ain't ready for my jelly.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
That is the most self-confident of all our responses.
Yes. Woody and Jim Show, it's Gender Wars time. So why don't we play that game brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? They can help you out. Go to localtreefellers.com. For the guys, we have Tony in Brentwood. For the ladies, we have Teresa in Nashville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you. Teresa, what car would you drive if money didn't matter to you?
If money did not matter, I would no longer be driving myself. I would have a chauffeur.
Ooh.
Yes, girl.
Good answer.
I like that.
Yes.
What about you, Tony? If money didn't matter, what would you be driving?
I'd have to go with a Ferrari. Always loved them. It's kind of like a dream car.
Yeah. Nice.
Red.
Might not be super smart with all the potholes in Nashville.
Yeah, but then again, you just if money's no object, get a new one tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, you have a new one for every day.
Okay, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right, multiple choices how we start. Teresa, in the Rambo movies, is Rambo a former Army Ranger, Navy SEAL, or Green Beret?
Navy SEAL?
No, he's a Green Beret.
All right, Tony, is actor Alan Cummings the host of Love is Blind, The Traitors, or Dancing with the Stars?
Screw.
Okay.
Ooh, early.
Is somebody backing up right now?
Whatever's in the microwave is done.
All right, Teresa, is actor Alan Cummings the host of Love is Blind, The Traitors, or Dancing with the Stars?
Traitors.
Yes.
Right.
He says the traitors.
The traitors.
So Teresa takes the early lead.
A lot of people tune in just to hear him say the word murder.
Yeah, murder.
All right. You can take a big lead here, Teresa. In F1 racing, what does the F stand for?
Formula.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, now the pressure's on, Tony. You have to get this one in order to keep the game going because she's up 2-0.
All right, Sally Hansen is famous for selling what type of beauty product?
Nail polish.
You're right.
Wow, good job.
There we go.
All right.
Okay, you can still win it outright if it gets this one right, Teresa. You see Peyton Manning and Post Malone in commercials for what brand of beer?
Bud Light.
Oh, yes, Bud Light is exactly right.
Woo!
All and right. That's it. Woo! Teresa takes the game.
Yay!
Nice job.
You've got the tickets to go see the Stones versus Beatles tribute band battle at TPAC this coming Tuesday night. Woody and I will be there, and so are you and a guest.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing Gender Wars. With Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A fun little radio morning show time killer that you have a 50-50 chance of getting right, even if you just guess. It's called Dead Wrong.
Is that celebrity? In the cemetery, is he still going strong? Ozzy long gone, B-I-B or R-I-P, I'll bet you're dead wrong.
Love it. It's got Mentos energy.
Yeah, it's great.
The jingle is so much more fun than the actual game is. All right, I'll list some celebrities, some well-known, maybe some not as well-known, and you have to guess if they're dead or alive.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'll try to guess. Okay. Gina will try to guess who are these people
that
you're talking about.
That's true, yeah. A lot of them may be, you know, long before you were born.
They may have died before she was born.
Yeah. Comedian Louis Anderson.
He's gone, I'm guessing.
I'll say he's alive.
No, he's dead. Well, yeah, and you have no idea who it was.
Nope.
Okay. NBA legend Magic Johnson.
Oh.
I think he's still alive.
Yeah, he's still kicking.
Yeah, yeah, alive. Good job.
AIDS right. Didn't catch him yet.
He's had, like, HIV for, like, you know,
since the
40
80s?
Years, yeah. I think. Yeah, yeah. Wow. He was the first one, 90s, I think. Yeah.
I did hear a conspiracy theory that that was made up.
Really?
I did hear that. Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Former President Gerald Ford.
Oh, he's got to be dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's dead. Let's see. Tennis great Billie Jean King.
Oh, she's still alive.
Yeah, she's kicking.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, good job.
Okay.
Doing well so far. News anchor Dan Rather.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
He used to be on CBS.
Yeah, he used to be
years and years ago.
For a long time. I have no idea. I'll just say he's still around.
I'm going to say he's dead.
Yeah, still alive.
Oh, nice.
He's like 94.
Wow, good for him.
I also hear that's conspiracy theory, that he died 50 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
He'd been hiding it with a double.
R&B singer Luther Vandross.
Oh, he's dead,
he's
right?
Gone.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
All right. Candace Bergen, you know as Murphy Brown.
Oh, she doesn't know.
No, I thought it was a Real Housewife.
Well, you actually started. You started.
I did. I thought it was a Housewife.
You started nodding your head. It was a different Candace.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought it was somebody from a show. 35 years later, she's still around, right?
Yes, alive.
All right.
Okay. legendary American poet and writer Maya Angelou.
Ooh.
I think she's still alive.
I'm going to say dead. I don't know.
No, she's alive.
Oh, wow.
Julie Newmar, the original Catwoman from Batman.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, she's got to be gone.
Yeah.
No, she's still alive.
Whoa. Really?
She's alive. She's like...
This is awesome.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for you,
Catwoman. Way to go, girl.
She's like 95, but she's still doing it.
She's used 8 of her lives. She has one left.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So the people who made the Sphere in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. the absolutely stunning giant theater, are in talks with people in Nashville about maybe bringing a version of it here.
Ooh.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Now, it is huge in Las Vegas. It's an 18,000-seat theater in which they do, you know, audiovisual stuff, but concert residencies.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, like, the ones they're doing one in, near Washington, I think another one in London, maybe Dubai as well. But this one would be a smaller version, probably about a 6,000-seat arena, but
okay.
It'd be something where... Maybe artists could do residencies here in Nashville like they do in other places like Vegas.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah,
the more I've been thinking about it, though, I'm like, I don't know. Where would you put it? It would kind of destroy the heritage, you know, look of the city.
Yeah, I wouldn't want it downtown. It would really, you know, kind of mess up the whole skyline.
But, right.
You know, maybe some East Nashville thing or something.
Yeah, maybe put it in the East Bank.
Or, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, over on the other side of the river. Like
they're developing everything over there anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities like Jennifer Aniston and Kim Kardashian and Kesha are using a new skincare routine. They're rubbing their faces with salmon sperm.
I'm good.
How do you get salmon sperm? First, invite a salmon out to dinner. And then just see where the conversation takes you.
Sounds like they have more money than they know what to do.
Yeah, I'll keep a couple wrinkles.
I'm sure it's not cheap.
Because somebody had to go, hey, I wonder what happens if you put that on your face.
Yeah, see.
Who was that first person?
See,
right.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm out. No, thank you.
Or just like, it's Elmer's glue, don't tell him. Tell him it's actually from salmon.
Yeah.
So Metro Council is proposing to rename 3rd Avenue downtown after Johnny Cash. So that road right in front of his museum there.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. I know, I do too. Kind of about time.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I agree.
What are we doing today, radio friends?
I didn't get much sleep, so I'm definitely going to go home and take a nap.
Good
I can't
for
even
you.
Talk straight. So.
There you go.
There you go.
You got a baby at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an excuse for everything.
Yep. Yeah.
We're heading out to the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital and going to be playing bingo with the kids inside Seacrest Studios.
Yeah.
First Thursday of the month, we always do that. It's always fun to hang out with her. Seacrest Studios has been there for what is their anniversary?
I think it's at least 10, 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Coming up, within a few days, they're going to have their big birthday party.
That's great.
That's always a lot of fun.
It's such a cool thing for kids and families that just need a distraction going through tough times.
They do a lot of events there and stuff. It's really cool to hear about.
A lot of special guests and us.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.